Blog Talk Radio.
He wants to break free, but he wants to not break free. Kind of incongruent song is that anyway? 6:04 p.m. on the clock in one of these many time zones, 10/27/2023 on the date, and Blog Talk Radio, here we are again. I must say, Alternative Public Radio International, Lone Wolf with you here live tonight. We have left Restream again and back home, should I say? I don't know. Blog Talk Radio, I don't know. We're working on trying to find a platform that is going to be unhackable. That's going to be virtually impossible to do. It's going to be very, very, very difficult to do. But we have a team working on it, and we're doing the best we can to work out the bugs and to go in there and figure out how we're going to overcome this major censorship that is now happening. For those of you who aren't in radio or you who are one brick short of a full load, do not get out there and do the deep dig research that we do every day, are not aware that this censorship is happening here in the United States. As it is beyond self-destructive. It is beyond insane. It is beyond dystopic. There are actually Google. You can Google this. You can look out there now and see what words can I use, what words can I not use, and it is astounding. It is astounding. One article I was reading actually gives you 72 words that you're not able to use on your platform, or you will be demonetized, deplatformed, et cetera, et cetera, pushed down to the lowest degree in the RSS feed. And ladies and gentlemen, this is by design, of course. They do not want you to have an opinion or me to have an opinion. We're going to talk about opinions tonight. We're going to talk about uneducated and uninformed opinions tonight and how these uninformed opinions get in the way of solid data points and empirical data, and how the idea of perception is not reality at all, except in someone's limited imagination. Yes, my friends, the censorship, I'm getting calls from all over the world. The censorship is terrible. They're coming down. The hammer is coming down right now. The hammer is coming down hard, I mean, really hard. I noticed the FPS was a little bit draggy on that song. They're messing with our frames per second rate, our FSPS on these songs, and really trying to mess us up any way they possibly can to keep us from running smooth here live on air. I think, goodness, that I have my new headset tonight on, my new cordless headset Mary got me. I want to thank her for that. She ordered it for me. It came in overnight. I was so glad to get it on tonight. It was just unbelievable. My other one was falling apart. I had it duct taped. It was kind of weird. People were talking about it. But yeah, tonight I want to be covering a whole range of subjects, including how uneducated opinions slip into these conversations so much and get in the way of solid data points, and how the idea of perception, your perception, is not reality in any shape, form, or fashion. I will also talk about how religion is not just a poison, but in fact a form of insanity that seeks to enslave and captivate the imagination to the point of causing psychosis that can then bring people to war, violence, murder, rape, pillaging, extortion, and self-destruction, as you can see is happening now with all of these so-called holy wars that are going on around the world, with the imams calling for jihad, murder of all those who do not follow Allah, or those who do not follow the Muslim way, to be destroyed, to be murdered, to be tortured, mass killings, shootings, happening all over the world at this point in time. Hundreds of thousands of people in the streets all over the world protesting this war in one way or another. I was very surprised to see so many people coming out for Palestine rather than the IDF. Really, really amazing to see how many people Palestine, not necessarily Hamas, but definitely for Palestine, the Palestinians who are dying, starving to death and suffering in terrible, terrible situations there in Gaza right now, pinned in like hogs and being treated like hogs and having all of their supplies, materials, and equipment cut off and slowly starving them to death. And, of course, killing and torturing them to death as we speak here on air tonight. Plus the IDF is getting ready. The Israeli Defense Forces are talking about going in there, doing a soft hit. Well, I promise you it will not be a soft hit. There's no such thing as a soft hit at war. There's no such thing as a soft hit assassination. I can tell you that very confidently. They're going to go in there and level the playing field. And when I say level the playing field, I'm talking about literally leveling the playing field. And when that happens, of course, we have Jordan now to worry about in Syria and Pakistan. And we have Qatar trying to jump in here and do some peace talks and things. We have Egypt kind of flipping and flopping back and forth with NATO. And then, of course, we have all of this activity in the Black Sea and the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Gulf of Mexico, off the coast of California. We have black subs, black nuclear subs. We have bombers in the air. Didn't say bombers in the air at this time. We are in World War III, ladies and gentlemen, right now, right here, as we speak tonight. 6:12 p.m., 10/27/2023. We are in the midst of World War III. It's been somewhat kinetic. Hasn't gone nuclear yet. But when you look at the data points and you study this from a geopolitical standpoint and you really look at all of the players involved and what's going on with these players, you see that it could go nuclear any second now. And for those of you who are unprepared, I really do feel sorry for you because you're going to be caught with your pants down. We are fully locked and loaded in every possible way here in the Northwest. We are fully, fully prepared for what is coming unless it is a direct hit, crawl our way through the rubble. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous situation that we find ourselves in here right now at this very moment. I want tonight to try to teach you all how to get beyond the self and the I and the me and us, the they and the them and the those, and become a watcher, become a watcher, become an observer. And this will take you to a much higher and more precise level of consciousness and state of being in this matrix and the simulation that we are in. To navigate this very, very complex matrix, you need to be able to see beyond the fog of self, beyond the fog of the eye, and propaganda that keeps one confused and in bondage to the cabal, captivated by these psychological operations that have been taking place for eons. And I only use the word eons because if I told you how far back this actually goes, it would make me probably sound very delusional. It's been going on for millions and millions and millions, and probably quadrillions and hundreds of quadrillions of Earth years, as we know, a 365-day year. But this is not the first rodeo, ladies and gentlemen. And as many of you know, I'm a vivid, lucid dreamer, time traveler. And I travel in many, many other worlds besides this little simulation that's going on here, this little black cat firecracker kind of reality that you guys are in here. And I know what's going on, and I see all the data points. I understand the algorithm very well. I understand the players in the game. I was listening to one of the black cats. I was listening to one of the men in black in an interview today, and I was actually on the phone with a couple of men in black, former men in black, yesterday. We were talking about all of these bioweapons that have been invented, have been manufactured specifically to bring the population down to just under 500 million by 2035. And they've already got all of this very much planned out. I have a lot of documents that were classified at one time, is all I'm going to say, that specifically state this very emphatically, that they are going to do this. And believe me, they are going to do this. They have another respiratory syndrome that's coming out probably next year that is going to start the process of elimination of the population. Of course, the AIDS virus and the AZT, all of that was bullshit. And of course, you know, the mRNA, SARS, and COVID-1, COVID-2, and all of that was just bullshit, along with the mask and the six-foot distancing and all of the other psychological operations that have been going on since early 2020, 2019. You know, Event 201 came along, and they predicted all of these things down to the penny, and which is kind of amazing. They knew what was going on. They always know what's coming, and they, for some reason, have to warn you in the game. It's just a rule in the game. They have to warn you as to what is coming. They probably get off on it somehow that I don't understand how an avatar or a handler can get off on something like that, but they do everything. Warn you through cartoons like The Simpsons and Disney and other things, and movies like RoboCop and all of these other things. And, you know, there it is right in front of your eyes. You know? They don't try to hide any of this stuff at all. But, yeah, this has been going on for eons and eons and eons. And nothing new here to see under the sun, as many of the secret society books tell us. Nothing new under the sun. This is old, old, old news. This has been going on for a long, long time. I'm surprised we don't have more people here tonight, but more avatars here tonight. But then again, I'm not surprised, because this show goes over so many people's heads, and for good reason. You know, I do my homework, and Marion does her homework. It takes a long time to put a show like this together, 45, 50 people in top intelligence positions per week, and have contact with them through email or PMs or encrypted messaging or on telephone or Skype or other ways of maybe personally meeting with a few of these people. So we have all of our information coming directly from these high intelligence sources. And so a lot of people just can't take the truth. They can't take what's going on. They really don't want to understand all of this very complex array of information that is coming in. It's just too much for them to handle. They weren't programmed to be able to handle this kind of heavy load of information that's coming in, as complex as it is, and as insane as it sounds, and as dystopic and destructive as it is, many people would just rather go on with their daily lives, as we meet people like this every day, and they just don't want to deal with it. But it is a very, very, very dangerous situation, and we are in World War III right now. 616-469, is that you, Tim, or is that you, Chris?
Yes, Tim.
Oh, yeah, okay, Tim. Thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks for being here, Tim. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Tim. Thank you.
Thanks for having the show.
Huh?
Thanks for having the show.
Oh, yeah, 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 okay. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people just don't want to hear anything that anyone has to say comes to bucking the narrative, so to speak, or going against the narrative of the person you're talking to, going against the indoctrination and programming and propaganda that has gone into their five senses and converted into some kind of fictional bullshit like religion or whatever the case may be, whatever kind of silly belief system people have conjured up in their cerebral cortex. but we have to just lay it on the line here, lay it on the line really thick as to what is going on. And people can take it or leave it. I had a great meeting last night. I had a good show yesterday with Alan Mossville, one of my friends from Australia, and he was talking about a lot of the things that are going on out there in Australia and the parliament there, and how it's pretty much getting as bad there as it is here in the United States. And, of course, Canada, my God, you know, I'm surprised Trudeau is still walking around breathing, if you know what I mean. It's just amazing that someone as corrupt as Trudeau could still be walking around at all. I'm very surprised that someone hasn't punched hard, cleaned his clock, so to speak. Canada has become just a dictatorship, complete dictatorship, from Quebec to Montreal, all the way around. And, you know, it's just really sad to see how many freedoms and have been taken away from those folks there. And it's also surprising to look at the data, to look at the numbers, to look at the statistics here in the United States and see how many people agree with losing their freedom and agree with the central banking digital currency and the second form of digital ID and third form of digital ID that's coming out to kind of ease everybody into this idea of a cashless society. Now, we're already seeing signs here in the Northwest that say no cash accepted, no cash accepted, no cash accepted. And this is a scary thing. Marion and I try to avoid those kinds of places. You know, I would advise all of you to get to the bank as fast as possible and get your damn money out of the bank. Leave just enough in there to pay what few bills you have every month, and that's it. Put the rest in your pocket or under your bed or under your floor or in your backyard, bury it under the old oak tree or whatever you got to do. Get your money out of the damn bank and use cash as much as possible. Stop running those credit cards up, even though I recommended, I think on one of the shows last week, I recommended everyone going out and getting a low interest loan if you can and just never paying it off. Don't worry about it. Your credit history really doesn't make a shit anymore. And in another year or so, it won't make a shit at all. Your credit history will be completely worthless, really, except maybe on your credit score, your social credit score. It might have something to do with that, but I don't know exactly how they're going to weave that in yet. I just can't see how a credit score would have an effect on your social credit score, but we'll wait and see how that works out. They're going to ease this cashless society in fairly slow. They're not going to just throw it on everybody overnight because it's just too complex, not just for the ones with the accounts, but also the ones holding the accounts, like the banks and so forth and so on, and all of the financial transactions that are being made on a daily basis in the hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars every day, tooling and reorganization and all of that, to get everything ready where they can come in and just put you under total 100% surveillance and know every single thing there is to know about you, even more so than they already do today. If you all have any kind of smart device whatsoever, it's bleeding over into a million different locations. I mean, you're being watched by your phone. You're being listened to by your phone, Alexa, your doorbell, your smart doorbell, your smart stove, your smart refrigerator, your smart TV, your smart Apple Watch. All of these devices are just there to absorb all of your information and to make you think that you're getting a good deal and you're having fun and you're playing games and so forth and you're out there on the computer doing your little social network thing. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all just a ruse. It's all a ruse. You're being glazed, dazed, and amazed. You're being extorted of all of, they just want your data. It's all they want. They want your information. And they've got your information. It's too late to even think about turning around and going the other direction. You know, they've got your information now, no matter where you go off the grid. You can't get off the grid. They've got the new Project Sidewalk that just came out. And Google has this new project with DeepMind going on called Project Sidewalk Surveillance. And they've got you everywhere you go. They're listening to you inside. They're listening to you outside. They're watching you inside, outside. You know, I mean, you can't get away from any of this shit. And most of you have your heads buried in your phone all the time anyway. I go out, I'm just sick to see people with their heads buried in their damn phone. I just want to slap people when I see this. I mean, I've seen it all last week and today, yesterday. You know, you go everywhere you go, people are buried in their phones, even walking down the sidewalk, crossing streets or whatever. They're buried in their telephones, in the stores, whatever. And it's just ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous how addicted people have become to this ruse, this psychological operation for mind control to enslave everyone under this New World Order flag of the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization and the United Nations and the United Nations and so forth, coming under this one world flag, this one world government, this one world religion, this one world currency. You know, you think, many of you, oh, this is not going to affect us here in America. You know, the bombs that are going off, you know, over there in Southeast Asia and the Middle East, you know, it's not going to affect us here. Well, I got news for you, friend. Yes, it is going to affect us here. And, you know, we could very well receive a nuke just any moment now. And I know some of you are like, oh, no, it's not possible. Well, yeah, we're right now, any second now, we could just boom, boom, bang, bang, it's over. And I know that many of you don't want to believe that, but it's true. And that's the point where we are right now. And Iran is behind a lot of this stuff. I'm telling you, Iran is one powerful faction, one powerful country, one powerful state, one powerful military there in Iran. And these guys and girls mean business. They mean business. They've been doing business with Russia for a long, long time. And they have built up, over the last 10 years, they have really built up their military and their technology and their nuclear technology. And this is not a country to be fucking around with. And Israel, of course, is very powerful and has the United States as an ally. And you know, if something happens to Israel, will we back them? Nobody knows. Biden hadn't said anything in 72 hours, 150 hours, Biden hadn't said a word. He hasn't made any sense whatsoever as to what he is going to do with Israel or Ukraine or anything else. He's got other spokespeople coming out talking for him, you know, spewing a bunch of bullshit. But so far, no one has a plan. The Democrats have a plan. I will tell you this. I wouldn't have said this last year. I wouldn't have said this last year at all. But the Democrats, baby, they have a plan. You would have never heard me say this 6 months ago. But the Democrats, they do have a plan. Let me tell you right now. And that plan is to destroy, finish off America. They want to finish destroying our country. And they are going to finish destroying our country. I promise you that, okay? They are going to finish this off. And it's not going to be a pretty sight. I'll tell you that right now. You're being killed right now as we speak. You are being poisoned. Right there sitting on your bed or sitting in your chair or standing up against your fireplace or outside on the porch, you're being poisoned. You're being poisoned. Your children are being poisoned. The men in black have told me that there are so many ways to kill a country, and they have figured all of them out, and they're putting them into effect more and more every single day, and many of them have been in effect now for 250 years. And I can tell you right now, this is all serious business. This is no bullshit. They are killing us. The chemtrails, people make fun of chemtrails, and they've forgotten about how dangerous all this barium and selenium is and all of these particulates and psychotropics and cancer-causing agents coming down from the skies. Marion and I count these chemtrails every morning up here. We've counted as few as three. And as many as 35, 40 from horizon to horizon. And we've watched them spread out, and we've watched their deadly doom hanging over our head as if some sort of Damocles. And it's not really a pretty sight to know that that's all coming down on our heads and poisoning all of us. Many of you have been dumbed down because of the fluoride. You know, the fluoride plus the chemicals they put in the drinks, soft drinks, and all of these kinds of things, and even beer. I was told by one of my black hats, they're poisoning you. They're dumbing you down. You've all been dumbed down tremendously. And the men have lost 50% of their sperm count. You know, these chemicals are not just dealing with dumbing people down, but also creating a situation where people can't reproduce. Obviously, they're going to depopulate the planet. They're doing genocide and all of these other crimes against humanity. Obviously, they don't want you procreating. I got to get a Dr. Pepper. They don't want you procreating, ladies and gentlemen. That's one thing they don't want you to do is procreate. And they're going to stop that any way they possibly can. Things are getting worse, worse, worse. People keep saying, well, when in the hell are they going to blow us up? When are they going to hit the magic button? And, well, I can tell you right now, they've already hit the magic button. And they're poisoning you. They're poisoning all of you. And you're so stupid. Some of you are so stupid. You don't realize it. The other part are so stupid. They just don't give a shit. And the other part says, well, we can't do anything about it anyway, so why worry? And all of those things are valid. Those are all valid opinions. I mean, you know, because you can't do anything about it. I mean, what can you do? There's nothing, absolutely nothing you can do to stop this insanity at this point in time. And our mental health system is being taxed to the max. I mean, our mental health system is going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, can't find enough social workers. They can't find enough clinicians. They can't find enough psychiatrists. They can't find enough volunteers. They can't find enough of anything to handle the influx of these people that are losing their fucking minds around the world. And most of the clinicians, unfortunately, don't know their ass from a hole in the ground about any of this stuff that we talk about on this show, except, thank goodness, I have Kay, and I have Robin, and I have my other clinicians with the Department of Aging and Disabilities who know me, and I know them, and I trust them, and they trust me. And I love them very, very, very much, and I respect them very, very much. And if it wasn't for them, my team, I call them my team, I would probably be in a straitjacket somewhere. I mean, I don't know, but they help keep me on track, you know, by listening to me and trusting in me and what I'm saying, what I know, where I've been, my experiences that I've had, my trauma that I've experienced. And I'm telling you right now, I just had a meeting with one of my clinicians at mental health, and she is just overloaded with patients, clients, just literally overloaded. I'm talking mounds and mounds and mounds and mounds of paperwork. And she can only see people like 30 minutes now. She gives me an hour because I'm special, VIP, crazy guy here, but, you know, does too. You know, because we get along really super, 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 super duper good. And the conversation is not boring. You know what I mean? It just gets better and better and better as we talk, you know, communicate. But my girl that works there at mental health, and if Robin's on tonight, hey, Robin, I love you very much and respect you very much. Gives me more time than the average bear. And so does my other prescriber, Devaney, gives me a lot of time and asks me a lot of questions about the world. What's going on in the world? What's happening in Russia? What's happening in Ukraine? What's happening in North Korea? What's happening in Syria, Pakistan, Israel, Iran, Yemen? You know, what's going on in Zurich? What's going on in Switzerland? What's going on in Ireland? What's going on in Canada? You know, and I spend my time teaching and educating my clinicians as to what's going on in the geopolitical arena. And I've done this my whole life in mental health for the last 20 years, I guess, is I've educated my clinicians on these things that most people don't have the context that I do. They don't have the background that I do in intelligence and espionage, and they don't have the experience in doing extractions and or targeting specific individuals for specific reasons to take out the bad guys, you know. And so I have to tell them what's happening, and it's kind of exciting. And I'm not putting them down. I love them to death. I'm not putting them down at all. I'm just saying I'm a rare individual, you know. I'm a rare stone. Not very many people have the information that I do. Not very many people have the intelligence that I do. Not very many people have the experience that I do. And not very many people have been where I have been and done what I have done. So that being said, I'm not trying to, again, put any of you out there down for where you're at. But you have been dumbed down to the point of no return. All of you. All of you have been dumbed down. Major, major percentage points. And that is terrible. That is really bad. I mean, most of you should be flying around in like Superman and doing telekinesis and, you know, all kinds of levitation and vivid dreaming, lucid dreaming like I do. I'm a time traveler. And, you know, I travel all over the world, all over the worlds and other worlds. And, you know, I come back with all of these downloads coming in, and I have multiple downloads a day. Marianne is just transfixed on my downloads. When I start having a download, she's just totally transfixed because they're so interesting, you know, the places that I go, the regions, places and spaces that I travel. It's a very interesting situation. I know I'm in a simulation because these could not happen in an organic type of material, physical reality. They just could not happen. The things that I've experienced could not happen. The people that I've met, the data that I've poured over, the research that I've done, the testimonials that I've listened to from these intelligence divisions and individuals that are far, far above top secret. This stuff would just blow your mind off the top of your head. I mean, some of you literally couldn't handle it. It would drive you to insanity immediately. It would drive you to insanity. I had a friend who was talking to me. He was actually an agent working with me, and I was talking to him about my expertise. And we were running a couple of missions together, and I literally drove him over the edge. He went to a psychiatric institution and stayed for a year because I drove him over the edge one day. We were talking. Had about a 5-hour conversation, and he left the room with his hair standing straight up on his head and his eyes all bugged out, and he was kind of, I don't know if I got a seizure or something. Next thing I know, he's locked up in some behavioral health unit. But, I mean, this kind of stuff will drive you nuts if you really knew what was going on, tell you what's really going on in depth, because I don't want to drive any of you to the point where he went. And it would, if you could really absorb even some of the shows I've done over the last year, if you could just absorb 40% of that, you would probably, most of you, be locked up somewhere in an institution. You wouldn't be able to handle the information, even though the human brain is very, very magical and mysterious and very, very, highly structured to be able to take in information from the external environment through the five senses and then filter it into the different compartments. The brain is very compartmentalized, and the brain acts in a manner where the right brain takes in information and then regurgitates that information, and then that information travels to different locations, especially to the left brain, which will do the verifications and do the long-term memory searches and so forth, and then decide where to put that information, or whether it's fight or flight time, or whether it's analytical time, or whether it's just something to totally disbelieve or not believe or not take in, depending on the person and how cognitively dissonant they've been or they are, what type of life they've lived, what kind of education they have, what kind of background, what kind of trauma. All of those things play a big part in an individual, let's just say, becoming an agent for the CIA or another, like MI5, the British MI5, MI6, the NSA, CIA, whatever, FBI. They really do go deep, in these interviews and in these training classes and so forth, to make sure that people are able to handle whatever part of the compartmentalization they end up in, or what department or what specific division they end up in. Some of these divisions are top secret, above top secret. They're very, very, very difficult to handle the information that one is subjected to. So that being said, I guess by now that these folks are very big on psychodemographic stratification analysis and psychoanalysis, and they want to bring these behavioral scientists in to make sure that you're going to be able to handle the job at hand or the mission at hand. I'm going to play a song a little early and just kind of take a little break here. I wish, if you guys want to call in, it's 646-716-8423. Most of you have the number, some of you don't. If you want to be on the board with me and say hello, you can press 1 on your dial pad now, and that will put you on the board, and you can say hello to our live audience around the world. We've done about close to 6,000 shows now, And they are just blocking us at every turn. All of my producers I'm speaking to around the world are just astounded at the censorship that's going on. They're demonetizing everyone, blacklisting everyone. They're going to be putting people in jail like they are in Canada here pretty soon in the United States for having a difference of opinion. Whether you're a talk show host or not, it won't matter. You could be a clinician or a social worker or a psychiatrist or a doctor or a nurse. And if you upset someone, if you trigger someone, you know, Drama Debbie might come in there, Crazy Karen might come in there. And if you trigger them, boy, you're going to jail, you know. You're going to lose your job, you know. You're going to be blacklisted, and that's just the way it is. But anyway, play a song here, and we'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned. My lady, beautiful, beautiful song. 6:50 p.m. on the clock, 10/27/2023, blogtalkradio.com, Lone Radio with the Lone Wolf. I am the Lone Wolf, ladies and gentlemen, and always have been. Kyler Davenport, tell you what, I've had one hell of a career in television and radio, and it has been a good run. I've enjoyed every minute of it, even the good and the bad and the ugly. And it's been, I've been very fortunate to live as long as I have here, 67 years old and still counting. Made my share of mistakes and bad choices along the way. And, you know, I want to thank tonight for the first time. I want to thank Marion's mother, Lil, we'll just say, Lil. And I want to thank her for making it possible where we are right now in this 31-foot Bounder command unit, fully locked and loaded, ready for anything. We are just packed, man, to the gills. I mean, we're ready for war. We're ready for disaster. And if not for her, I don't know where I would be right now. I was so depressed back then whenever Mary's mom stepped in to help us. And she wanted to go with us to the far north. She didn't want to stay in the south. And she came with us, and I'm so happy she did. I get mad at her sometimes, but we all get mad, you know, sometimes. We're not none perfect, right? But I'm so thankful to have a roof over my head. You know, I have homeless friends here who literally just stand out in the rain all night. I mean, I don't know if y'all can even digest that. I just talked to one of my friends earlier, homeless guy. His name is Jason. He's a good friend of mine. And he literally just stood out in the pouring rain all night the other night underneath a carport at a local bar and just stood there all night. I mean, it's amazing that some of you just can't grasp what that's like, and many of you just don't give a shit, you know, what that's like. And being hungry for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, we gave Jason food today to eat, and he was so happy, and sent him on his way. He always gives me a big hug and a kiss on the cheek, and, you know, I don't get along with every homeless person like that, but I do have some that I really trust with everything. You know, but they would definitely take a bullet for me. And I know Jason would take a bullet for me if he ever listens to this show. I hope he hears that. I would definitely take a bullet for him. And to develop that kind of relationship with someone is very special and close to my heart. I want to thank Marion also for putting up with me 25 years of my ups and downs and traumas and PTSD from hell, being around way too many homicides, and way too many autopsies, and way too many embalmings, and way too many cremations, and working way too many stabbings and shootings and erotica hangings and car crashes and motorcycle crashes and decapitations and you name it. I've done it. Members and Scared Straight program, working with MS-13 members and Eastside Locos, and, you know, working with being around the Hells Angels and Scorpions, and working around the drug cartels when I was undercover. You know, all of these experiences add up to one thing, and that's perception, awareness, you know, being at a higher level of consciousness, a higher state of consciousness, always being on the alert, and as they say in the military, always on the alert. I will guard my post in a military manner, keeping always on the alert for everything within sight or hearing, you know. And, you know, that's the way I am. My head's always on a swivel. Marion's head's always on a swivel. She's always locked and loaded. I'm always locked and loaded. We're always weaponed up. And ready for anything. We've got the bear spray. We've got the tasers. We've got every knives. We've got the whole deal. It's like Ninja City around here. But, you know, you have to be that way. I recommend all of you a license to carry immediately, if not sooner. I just go to the pawn shop, and have your background check run and buy a gun and leave the store and strap it on. And then take your second test and go to the sheriff's department and get your license to carry concealed. And then that way you can just hide your gun and just go anywhere. Except federal courthouses and state courthouses and certain places don't allow weapons, but what they don't know won't hurt them. I mean, like Walmart frowns on us coming in with weapons on, but, you know, I say to hell with Walmart. They don't follow the Constitution. You know, laws are not constitutional, and policies and procedures are not constitutional. Rules and regulations are not constitutional. So forget all that bullshit. If it's not in the Constitution, then it's not, we don't have to follow it. Although you can get in trouble for not following, you know, rules and regulations, policies and procedures, you're putting yourself in a very precarious situation where there are consequences, where you could go to jail or whatever, or get a ticket or be harassed by the police. But there again, you have to know your rights, you know. You have to know your rights. Learn your rights. Get a Black's Law Dictionary and learn your frickin' rights. Because if you don't, the rest of them will be taken away. The ones you don't know are the ones they're going to use against you, you know. And education is the key. Education is the key. Know your rights. Know the law. Understand the legislation that's coming down all around you. This draconian legislation that's coming down from the Biden administration all the way back to the Obama administration to the Bush administration. You know, it's just insane, insane, literally insane. None of these laws were written for you. You know, none of these statutes and ordinances were written for you. None of these rules and regulations for you, nor do they really apply to you. But yet you bow down to them anyway. You're all a bunch of cowards. You're all a bunch of sheeple people. Most of you. Not all of you. I was generalizing. Pardon me for generalizing. Most of you are sheeple people. You bow down. You kiss ass. You lick the boots of the cops. You lick the boots of the judges. You lick the boots of the clerks. You lick the boots of the constables. You lick the boots of this. You lick the boots of that. You know, you need to stop all that shit. You know, you need to put your foot down and say, no, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I'm simply not going to take it anymore. But there again, nobody wants to be the first dove shot off the fence. Nobody wants to be the first one to run out in the middle of the street and say, fuck you, everybody, you know. But, I mean, people need to come together. More people need to stick together. You know, I've been preaching this for years and years and years, and I don't know how many people I've affected. I don't know how many groups I've spawned or, you know, helped to spawn out there. I hope some that are doing good. But everyone needs a tribe. Everyone needs a close-knit community. Everyone needs close-knit friends. Everybody needs a really close contact social network that they can trust to be transparent with, that will take a bullet for each other. You know, it's hard to get. It's hard to reach that point in your life, no matter how old you are, really, to find people like that that you can trust with everything. And I mean everything. You really do want to hold some cards back, though. You really never want to give everybody everything or anybody everything. It can be dangerous. It can be dangerous because, as I taught the other night, the CIA course I taught the other night about, we all have a public life, we all have a private life, and then we all have a secret life. And as an agent, our job is to go in and break down all three of those walls, all three of those barriers, and get to the secret life, and then complete the mission, accomplish the mission that we came to do. But in order to do that correctly, you have to go through those three points of order, and that requires practice, that requires extreme training, and it requires someone who is highly aware and alert and highly conscious of what's going on around them at all times. Somebody who's very observant, very analytical, and highly educated. But, you know, we're not doing CIA here. We're doing radio, right? But I'm just trying to tell you what it takes in your own life. And I was comparing the CIA training the other night to being an entrepreneur or being a father or being a mother or a grandmother or grandfather or just living in a community. You need the same kinds of skills and talents that I was describing that CIA field agents take. So, you know, it runs parallel with these. They run parallel with each other, all of these skills and talents. So, yeah, you definitely need that. I'm going to get off a little early tonight, folks. I'm kind of getting, like I said, I'm getting older. I used to do 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours with these. Now I'm like give out after an hour. But love all of you very much in a digital kind of way. And Kay, if you're listening, Robin, love you all very much. Thank you for being here for me and helping me to want to live a little bit longer, a little bit better, and stay healthy and, you know, keep myself straight and on the straight and narrow, so to speak. But you all take care. We'll be back Monday night. I'm taking off the weekend. Going to be doing some TikToks and some Instagrams and some other things. And Marion and I are going to be working on a plan, which may not be put in place right away, but working on a plan to build a small social network and or a radio station and also our affiliate marketing and our Click Bank projects, along with putting together the Super 7, which I've written about extensively, and so far no one has responded except one person intelligently. And as I said before, 2 people out of 100 make this team. That's the way it was when I was doing all of my 007 stuff. 2 out of 100 people make the team, and that's just the way it is. We do a lot of highly classified work, top secret work. We do a lot of encrypted work. And we talk to a lot of people who don't want to be identified, and we have to get people to sign non-disclosure agreements and confidentiality agreements to work with this team, investigative team. So that's just the way it is. If y'all would like to join, you can give me a PM or find me here on Facebook, give me a call, and let me know that you would like to get on the team, and I'll interview you, and we'll go from there. So until next time, y'all remember, whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, and enthusiastically act upon will come to pass sooner or later, good, bad, or ugly. Mind over matter, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all be good. Bye-bye.